Hi there. It is lesson number three, my monthly checklist of everything I go down, the ultimate intuitive checklist. And here's what I do every single month. Well, the first thing is obviously the new moon and the full moon, because you know you're going to have one, sometimes two full moons in a month. But I'm very connected to those moons and I never miss them. Even if it means I have to do a simpler or smaller ritual because there's something going on. But every new moon and every full moon, my altars are reset. My rituals are done, whatever I'm trying to let go or manifest in whatever way that happens. Now, it could happen at my altar. It may be that I have a traveling altar, even if I'm out of town. I know where those moons are. That energy is very, very important for me. And something, excuse me, that honestly, since I have began developing my intuition, the more that I lean into the energy and the safety of the moon, and I say safety because I just feel like I'm not, you know, floating around in my life as a, you know, someone waiting for circumstances to take place at sort of this willy-nilly. Instead, I feel like I'm driving my ship and I'm headed exactly where I need to be. The other thing I do every month is I smudge my entire property. And I mean, I go from one end to the other end, and I can tell you we have just over 90 acres. I lay down salt as I'm smudging. And I usually will do this with one of my grandchildren. I like to involve my grandkids and any children in smudging because kids are pure of heart. So they have nothing but love and light, and they just don't have that negative vibe or energy that lots of adults will be smudging and think, oh, I hope I'm doing this right, or oh, I don't want so-and-so to come on. You can't lay down when you're putting out protection. You can't stay specifically, I don't want X, Y, and Z to come here, because that's you taking control over the situation and control over the energies. If X, Y, Z is meant to come to your home, they can, as long as they're only coming from a place of love and light. So as long as you're really laying down that protection, that anybody that's negative and that is not for your highest good cannot enter or remain there. The next thing I'll do is when I'm done the property, we will do a family clean, and I mean a deep clean once a month, like out of the cupboards, over the shelves, the windows, the doors, you name it. In fact, it's happening at my place today. My daughter's cleaning the doors and the windows, and they've been cleaning all day here today because we're moving into that full moon that's coming, and I want the house clean top to bottom, and I want everything completely smudged. So I join them in the clean, and I join them afterwards in the smudge, and we just remove anything negative that no longer belongs or shouldn't be here. Cleaning is so important. Energies can get stuck. A lot of people don't realize when they start shifting into being angry or sad or different types of moods or behaviors. It has a lot to do with the energies that you pick up on and that are around you. After I'm done smudging, I will salt all the doors and all the window sills. So I'll just lay this little protection down with sprinkling of the salt that says, again, nothing of love and light can come here. Now, I may be smudging, obviously, my altar once a week, or I might be doing a smudge of myself. But this is kind of like the big kahuna, like that big once a month to make sure I've got all the protection and all the energies right where I want them to be. Also, once a month, I write a letter to myself, and this letter is to assess, where are we, Carmel? What's happening? Are we staying the course? Are we fulfilling the mission for the vision board that we laid out in the beginning of the year? What are we feeling? How are we thinking? Where's our heart? What do we need to work on? Where are we, you know, assessing everything, you know, from what I might be putting into my body to how I'm treating my body, where my mind's at, excuse me, where my thoughts are at. This letter for myself is kind of like this monthly assessment that I'll do. And I do have a journal that's dedicated just to that. I also have a dump it journal, and I write in my dump it journal once a month. And the dump it journal is like the place where all anything negative or that I just don't think serves a higher purpose, but that is very ego based and bothering me, I'll dump it in there and then close the book up and be like, hey, that's it. It's dumped. It's gone. Also, and this may seem a little unusual to you, but at least once a month, I try and take a selfie. And I'm going to tell you why I do this. Self-love is so important. And over the last few years, as I've gone into menopause, I've gained more weight. I see more wrinkles. I've started to slow down. My physical body isn't necessarily where I'd like it to be. And I noticed for months I was not taking any selfies. And that was just something that I used to do all the time because I'd be like, oh, I look cute in this outfit. Let me take a selfie. Then I realized months were going by as we were going through COVID and the stress and everything that was happening to the world. I just stopped doing that. And I think that taking a selfie and just looking at yourself and feeling good about yourself at least once in 30 days, you should have that feeling. I look cute today, or I look good today. I should take a picture of myself. And if you don't, then that's the assessment that we want to go into, just being like, okay, I need to look at myself. I need to love myself. I need to appreciate myself. And I need to feel good about myself. If you're someone who's absolutely no go, I'm not taking a selfie, like I'm just not feeling it, then at least go to the mirror and talk to yourself and compliment yourself and really give yourself that boost of confidence, because oftentimes we're just waiting for other people to do it. But again, the most important relationship that we're ever going to have is the relationship that we have within ourselves. This monthly checklist may also be time for you to call a friend, someone who you haven't talked to in a long time. When you're writing in your journal and you're writing that letter to yourself, that may be a great time to ask yourself, is there anything that you're not saying? Like, is there someone you need to communicate with or you need to talk about something with? Are you being honest with everybody about your feelings? Where are you and what track are you on? So it's really important to, kind of look at reassessing things because they could change. And you know what? You could be 6 months into the year, look at something on your vision board and think, wow, things have really changed. I don't want that anymore. So then you're just reassessing and reevaluating the energy by putting a new shift into your journal. That's what I do every single month. So you have my daily, you have my weekly, and now you have my monthly. I hope you enjoyed this lesson. I look forward to connecting with you soon.